Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels commandment concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, so that you don't at any time dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said to him, I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Get away from here, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve only him. Then the devil left him, and see, angels came and ministered to him. And when Jesus had heard that John had been thrown into prison, he went into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and lived in Capernaum, which is on the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that it would be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness saw great light, and to those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. And they immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went around all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people that were afflicted by various diseases and torments, and those who were possessed by devils, and those who were lunatic, and those who had the palsy, and he healed them. And great multitudes of people followed him from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan.